person devoid of Atma Tattva do not inquire into the problems of life. Being too attached to the fallible soldiers like the body, children and wife. Although sufficiently experienced, they still do not see their inevitable destruction. So that's the translation by Srila Prabhupada. Now we'll read the purport by Srila Prabhupada. This material world is called the world of death. Every living being, beginning from Brahma, whose duration of life is some thousands of millions of years, down to the germs, who live for a few seconds only, is struggling for existence. Therefore, this life is a sort of a fight with material nature, which imposes death upon all. In the human form of life, a living being is competent enough to come to an understanding of this great struggle for existence. But being too attached to family members, society, country, etc., we want to win over the invincible material nature by the aid of the bodily strength, children, wife, relatives, etc. Although he is sufficiently experienced in the matter by dint of past experience and previous examples of his deceased predecessors, he does not see that the so-called fighting soldiers, like the children, relatives, society members and countrymen, are all fallible in the great struggle. One should examine the fact that his father or his father's father has already died, and that he himself is therefore also sure to die. And similarly, his children, who are the would-be fathers of their children, will also die in due course. No one will survive in this struggle with material nature. The history of human society definitely proves it. Yet the foolish people still suggest that in the future, they will be able to live perpetually with the help of material science. This poor fund of knowledge exhibited by human society is certainly misleading. It is all due to ignoring the constitution of the living soul. This material world exists only as a dream due to our attachment to it. Otherwise, the living soul is always different from material nature. The great ocean of material nature is tossing with the waves of time, and the so-called living conditions are sometimes like foaming bubbles, which appear before us as bodily self, wife, children, society, countrymen, etc. Due to a lack of knowledge of self, we become victimized by the force of ignorance, and thus spoil the valuable energy of human life in a vain search after permanent living conditions, which are impossible in this material world. Our friends, relatives, and so-called wives and children are not only fallible, but also bewildered by the outward glamour of material existence. As such, they cannot save us. Still, we think that we are safe within the orbit of family, society, or country. The whole materialistic advancement of human civilization is like the decoration of a dead body. Everyone is a dead body, flapping only for a few days. And yet, all the energy of human life is being wasted in the decoration of this dead body. Sukhdev Goswami is pointing out the duty of human being after showing the actual position of bewildered human activities. Persons who are devoid of knowledge of the Atma Tattva are misguided. But those who are devotees of the Lord and have perfect realization of transcendental knowledge are not bewildered. So, we'll chant prayers. Om Ajnanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurube Namaha. Namo Om Vishnu Pada. Om Ajnanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurube Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manu Istam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Tam Sajivam సాధువైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీ కృష్ణపదా సహగనా లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితంశ్చ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే తప్త కాంచనా గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే పంచాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. So once again, thank you for the opportunity to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification. And I seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas, especially senior devotees, so that I can speak something in the service. I think due to my fault, I think I have prepared for the wrong verse. So I think I just checked. I think devotees had told me the right verse, but I somehow mistook it. Hopefully this could be a short class based on purely remembrance and realization. So please forgive me any faults I make making this presentation today, and my sincere apologies to all the devotees. I'll just read the, can you put up the translation once again, Brijesh Prabhu? Persons devoid of Atma-Tattva do not inquire into the problems of life. Being too attached to the fallible soldiers with the body, children and wife, although sufficiently experienced, they still do not see their inevitable destruction. So, this is our difficulty, like having from time immemorial, we have been entangled in this material world, and we got so much absorbed in trying to overcome material nature that we have simply forgotten the real purpose of life. And especially this is the case in the family life, which is the almost the entire population except for few exceptions who are living a renounced life are struggling with. And because of this long association, we have forgotten our real identity, and we are struggling. And this is more prominent in the family life, where we get absorbed in solving problems of life. If you look at the world, it is full of struggles and competition. There is a financial competition. There is a competition at a financial level. There is competition at a social level. And there is struggles and competition inside us. Like Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, the three modes of material nature, okay, they are trying to influence us, and based on what is influencing us, what mode of material nature is influencing us, we behave in that manner. So all of this struggle is going on in our life, and we have so much battles to fight in this life, and we get so absorbed fighting it. Prabhupada gives a beautiful purport in 7th canto. He says that we should always keep ourselves healthy and stout in mind and intelligence to distinguish the purpose of life from life full of problems. I'll just repeat. We should always keep ourselves healthy and stout in mind and intelligence to distinguish the purpose of life from life full of problems. So that is a beautiful, in a short summary, Prabhupada has given us the clue of what is that is of importance in our life. Okay, we have many, many problems to solve, and generally grihasthas get too much absorbed in solving those problems. The problem with that is that it never stops. the problems keep coming. And yesterday, Chandramouli Swami Maharaj was explaining that no matter how much problem you solve, it continues to come. And there was a statistics that people who commit suicide is generally people who have a successful in life. But having achieved the success, there is something still lacking, or we feel envious towards others because there is always somebody who's doing better than us. And that's what Prabhupada calls a dog mentality, that dog eat dog world. And that's what degrades us. So these problems, as a grihastha, we have to attend to that. But at the same time, as Prabhupada said, we should find out the real purpose of life. That should not be forgotten in the hard struggle for existence. Because as the saying goes, that because of what we have to live with, what we have to live with are the resources that's needed for our life. We should not forget the why we live for. What is it that we're living for? So I think that is something we have to always remember. As we practice our Krishna consciousness and we manage our family affairs, that something should be, that should not be forgotten. So if we, it is said that to the extent we recognize, what is important in our life, to that extent, we will focus on it and prioritize that. So, Srimad Bhagavatam's message is to transcend this material nature. That's the key message of Bhagavatam. This is how Bhagavatam is helping us in our life to overcome, to transcend, not overcome, but mostly to transcend. If you look at the story of Bhagavatam, the outer storyline is in the two contexts, in the context of Parikshit Maharaj and in the context of sages of Naimisharanya. It's about, it's actually quite pessimistic, because Parikshit Maharaj has been cursed to die by the Brahmana in 7 days, and there is nothing that can be done. Same time with the situation with sages of Naimisharanya, they are seeing that Kali Yuga is coming, but there is nothing that can be done to stop it. Okay, it is unavoidable. But if you look at how they dealt with it, in the case of Parikshit Maharaj, he saw that the Kali Yuga, he's going to die in 7 days. He absorbed himself in hearing Bhagavatam. Okay, and that way he could transcend. And that's the legacy he's left for us, how to absorb ourselves in Krishna consciousness to transcend. And similarly, Suta Goswami gave us the Srimad Bhagavatam, on which we can read, we can understand, we can apply in our life to help us transcend the problems of the material world. So we cannot counteract the problems we face, okay, at a social level. At the same time, at a physical level, those problems cannot always be counteracted. So those examples we talked about. So the Bhagavatam's message is that we have to raise our consciousness, okay, to Krishna consciousness, because and the question is that how can we transcend that? How can we live in our life? Like, how can we apply in our life? Because yeah, maybe at the end of life, we'll go back to Godhead. That will happen. But we still have a life to live. This life is full of problems, and that we have to deal with. And the way the Bhagavatam explains is that how much we are affected by what's going on in our life is dependent of how much importance we give to that in our life. So, for example, if I have a 50 pound, okay, and somebody steals it or I lose it, okay, and that's all I have, it's going to be devastating for us. But if I have 5 million pounds and I lose 50 pounds, okay, it will hurt, but it will hurt very little. So similarly, this 5 pound that we have, that we're holding on to tightly, is our material life. Okay, it has value. It has value, but it's £5. And if our relationship with Krishna is the £5 million. Okay. And so when something is taken away from us, what it does is it helps us to focus on things that we are actually losing out on. So if the £5 is taken, we will actually search for what is the real purpose of life. That's when we begin up, and that's when we can start overcoming, finding out the truth. What is the purpose of life? What is of real importance? And that's when we look towards our £5 million, which is the relationship with Krishna. And this is something we see in the story of Queen Kunti, where she's praying that let more and more calamity comes, because when those calamities come, she can remember Krishna. And similarly, Krishna tells Yudhishthira Maharaj that the devotees that I favor, I take away everything so that they can think about me. They can focus their mind upon me, their hearts on me. So the point is not that what the things that is taken away. The point is that what we are losing, because things are not taken away, because we still have that, we're holding on to things which are very small, which in the overall picture it's small. Maybe for us the £5 is everything for us in our life, but the point is that because we're holding on to that £5, we are losing the £5 million, which is the relationship with Krishna. And that is the message, that is the point that Krishna is trying to make, this Bhagavatam is making. So that's the way we can overcome this strong attachment we have in this family life, because as Prahlad Maharaj said, that this is there is no light at the end of this tunnel, and we simply get absorbed in solving problems of life, and in solving one problem, financial problem, mental problem, health problems. There are so many problems that will keep coming, and it will keep us absorbed and keep us tied into this, holding on to the small thing. But we have to, as Bhagavatam explains, we need to transcend those, trying to focus on those issues and trying to solve them, and move towards more of focusing our relationship with Krishna, because that's eternal, and that will save us at the time of death. And so that's the key message of Srimad Bhagavatam, is how to offer. The other thing is that how do we Bhagavatam also teaches that how we should go about doing it. So we have to take shelter of, first of all, Guru, because the knowledge is available, okay, but we need to experience it. Just by philosophical or academic knowledge, it cannot solve a problem. We need to have realization, because and that helps from Guru and the Parampara system. And Prabhupada has always stressed that we should hear the Bhagavatam in the Parampara system, not trying to jump over. So that's the means. And if you see the devotees, when they get into difficulties, they offer prayers, and before offering prayers, they first offer prayer to the Guru, and a prayerful mood, in a submissive mood, they approach Krishna, and that's how they solve the problem, and that's how they build the connection. So that's how Bhagavatam is teaching, is we need to take shelter of Guru, we need the association of devotees, and we need constant hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam daily. So that's the message of Srimad Bhagavatam in trying to overcome the difficulties or the attachments of the family life. Yeah. So maybe we can open up for questions, or anybody else wants to add. That's all coming to my mind for now. But as we speak, maybe more will come up. Anybody has any questions or comments to make, and anybody wants to add, share their realization?
Thank you, Prabhu. So far, so good. There's no questions in the chat right now, but I don't know if Temporary are joining through Manimedia, so that's fine. I actually just wanted to ask one question in terms of like the whole, okay, so you mentioned that the process to actually get attached to Krishna is through the guru, etc. But then part of that process would also include how to attach ourselves to the guru as well, how to seek that shelter. So I don't know if you could elaborate on the process, the mentality and the thought processes and the feelings that we should try to develop for the guru, for the spiritual master, to actually get attached to them.
Yeah, I think the process of being attached to the, I mean, first of all, we need to develop the desire to become free, okay, to at least find out what is it that, first of all, we need to be dissatisfied, okay, there needs to be some level of dissatisfaction or something that triggers us in our life, which makes us to go towards Krishna. Okay, and then that's the time we actually start searching for a guru. The way to become attached to the guru is through hearing process and through service. So that's the way we can become attached to a guru, by hearing and by serving and following the instructions of the guru. I hope, does that answer your question, Prabhuji?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Thank you for a very nice class. I've got a simpler question, actually. Meditating on the purport of the verse and seeing how the material world, the people within, the living entities within this world, knowing full well, especially the humankind, knowing full well that there is inevitable death of their material bodies. But sort of what sort of keeps them in that drive to continuously explore different avenues, knowing full well that there is inevitable death? What is it that keeps them going on exploring different avenues to see if they can extend their life, they can extend their different pleasure potencies, they can extend all the other amenities that they're providing for themselves? Though again, knowing full well it is all temporary, what is it that actually drives them to that?
Thank you, Prabhuji. I think it has been from time immemorial, we have been living in this material world, and the material nature keeps throwing up things at us, which looks always attractive because we have conditions ourselves, okay, the material nature makes us conditioned to thinking that we are the body. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that all the living entities are trying to overcome material nature. They're trying to conquer over the material nature, but they are unsuccessful. But the material nature gives us hope that there is more to life. You'll become more happy if you do this. Although we have never been satisfied, we've never been happy, nobody has been happy. Okay, but still we try because material nature gives us hope, and from time immemorial we've been living in this material world, thinking ourselves this body, and there are some pleasures we get out of this body, and that drives us. Okay, that makes us forgetful of a real identity, and it is our desire. The reason we came into this material world is that we wanted to enjoy separately from Krishna. So that false ego is driving us, okay, our existence, because we don't want to accept anybody else. We want to be the center of this universe and we want to enjoy to the fullest extent. So that keeps us going deep into our spiritual life. It's only by the mercy of devotees that we can come to the realization that, and also a bit of kicking by Maya, because Maya is kicking everybody. But not everybody comes to that realization. So it's only by the grace of the devotees that one can have that connection. And then there is a slight opening, that there is slight a doubt. Maybe there is something more to life. than what I'm trying to pursue. And this is the beginning. So they come in contact with the devotees. They want to hear more. They like, the devotees. It's not only the philosophy, which attracts people. It's the relationship the devotees have, the love and care they give. And that is what is, keeps the devotees, okay, in the long run. So that's the opening of coming in contact with a devotee, and that changes everything. And this contact could be, the person can be, it doesn't matter how the person reacts to the devotee. I've seen many people who've joined ISKCON, they were antagonistic towards devotees. They didn't particularly like, they were critical, they were sometimes abusive, but just coming in contact, even though negative, even though bad, it is help. Like in my case, before coming to Krishna consciousness, my brother was into Krishna consciousness. And I said, I have nothing to do with this, your religious, your, I just said, don't talk about it, this to me. I didn't want to hear at all. And I said that all you're doing is, I'm not interested, and don't try to talk to me about it. But just that over time, by being in contact with my brother, that curiosity increase, and also the life teaches us, the kicks of Maya is continuous. So that also helps us to keep, that also helps us to think about what is the purpose of life. So, so that's the good fortune, whether one comes in contact with a devotee favorably or unfavorably. Just coming in contact, that's the change of life. If you do it unfavorably, you may get more sticks for Maya and Krishna, but eventually you'll come to that point of understanding Krishna. So that is the, so that is what Prabhuji, if you continue in this material world, there is nothing in this world which, without the mercy of devotees, Krishna, that will make us realize that enough is enough. And we'll continue to enjoy, try to enjoy this material world, try to extract as much as we can for our senses.
Thank you for that. A very rounded sort of answer, covering many points in that. Thank you very much. We have a comment, right, David Pro, from the temple room, from great Prayajana Prabhu.
Prayajana Prabhu says in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 27, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, and whatever austerities you perform, do that, O Sona Kunti, as an offering to me. So, yeah, so that's the answer.
Yes. Perfect.
We have another question from the temple and from Pedipur. So he's asking, so in the translation, it says, fallible soldiers like body, children, and wife. So the question is, why are they termed as soldiers?
Sorry, can you repeat? And first of all, I just want to thank Prayojan Prabhu for reminding us a beautiful verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, which is very relevant. Sorry, Brijesh Prabhu, can you repeat the question?
Yeah, so in the translation, Srila Prabhupada translates the verse as fallible soldiers like the body, children, and wife. So the question is, like, why are they termed as soldiers? Like the term soldiers itself, why is that used in relationship to the body, children, and wife?
Yeah, I think it can be interpreted that soldiers generally take orders from higher up. And then since we are totally controlled by the material nature, we're simply taking orders. Okay. The material nature, the modes of material nature is dictating us. And so we just take orders from them. And because we are attached to, body, wife and children, we are simply taking orders and following their instruction. And that's how we're living a life. Does that make sense for you?
I think it does. Hopefully that makes sense for better people as well. But yeah, no, that's a really nice point actually, because at least myself, when I think about trying to fulfill the demands of my body, my family, etc., I don't see it as taking orders from them. I'm always seeing it as I'm just doing it out of like love and because I want to do it. But actually, there is an underlying desire there that is to try and fulfill that attachment to them, which, as you put it, it's following orders basically at the end of the day. Okay. I don't see any other questions. I'm just checking if anybody else has said anything. Yeah, no, I don't have any other messages or comments. Did you have anything else to add?
I just want to request if there are any senior devotees or any devotee who wants to add anything to this based on their realization, that will be useful.
Please, going forward. I think everybody's quite satisfied with the class, probably.
Yeah.